Of these positive changes you've just described, resulting from your recommendations and consequent GCP investments in infrastructure or support services, what are or could be the potential impacts for people on the ground, either directly in the research sites you visited, or at regional or possibly even national level?
I imagine the biggest investment is going to be in the release of new technological packages for agronomic practices, for new varieties that they would be able to give to farmers, and farmers will be able to produce higher yields, and farmers will be able to shift from subsistence agriculture to farming, which becomes a business, which will enable them to have some money in their pockets, which will improve their livelihoods and food security. I see that as I never see agriculture or agricultural research as the objective in and of itself. I always look at it way down the road to kids being healthy, families having the food at home, the agriculture providing the capacity to move beyond subsistence into an economic network where at a micro level or a macro level, things will move and then people will have some funds to do what they need, all thanks to agriculture improved, all thanks to varieties improved, all thanks to stations that are now better managed and equipped. You see the chain. It's fascinating. And when we look at it this way, say, wow, what else can I do to make sure that my people in my country can live and live well, and the kids in my country can grow, the new generation, the future generation, and be well. It's the reality. If a researcher does their work simply for the fact of, I want to write a paper, I'm sorry, you have the wrong objective. Nothing wrong with writing papers, but ultimately, the work needs to lead to far and greater things, like food security in the country, and livelihood security at the household level, and all of that stuff.